payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The city of Montgomery, along with Montgomery County and Pike Road, have teamed up with the county EMA to offer a free text alert system with the latest coronavirus information. You can register by texting MGMSAFE to 888-777. An employee at Auburn University in Montgomery has tested positive for coronavirus. The employee has been in self-isolation at home since reporting potential exposure. AUM has notified other employees who may have been exposed to the virus. This employee was last on campus March 16th. And the Autauga County Sheriff's Office has made an arrest in the county's first murder of 2020. 22-year-old Devonta Brown is charged in the shooting death of 62-year-old Marcus Warren. Brown is being held in the Autauga Metro Jail on $60,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... ...and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room, and often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services, and draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. Any caller can get in on this weekly farm market gift basket drawing. What's in the gift basket? Oh, I'm glad you asked. $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. If you're a first-time caller, Becky Garrison is not, obviously. Your name goes in twice. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Becky. Becky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. Thank you for being patient with me.
Hey, sure. So I was listening to the show, and I heard your caller, I don't know, 20 minutes ago, talking about seeing his neighbors walking through the neighborhood, and it's just kind of neat that we're having some different kind of community now.
There we go.
And it made me want to call in the show and be part of the community because we're all just set in our homes and doing our stuff. But anyway, just I got a little lonely and wanted to get on the radio and talk to people.
Well, you know, actually people are telling me that, you know, your show is providing a service because we get to hear what other people are thinking about. And I think a lot more people are tuned into us right now than have been for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and hopefully, you know, they've got their radios on while they're out there working in the yard and doing that kind of stuff for those who don't have jobs that they can do at home. For us, you know, my life is pretty much the same because I work from home all the time, except when the legislature's in, I'm usually at the state house. So this is kind of normal procedure, and we're sort of pseudo preppers already. So I've been a toilet paper hoarder my whole life.
And confession, so
I have not had to run out to the store to, you know, panic buy anything. And it's just kind of funny. We just are kind of watching what's happening across the country. And I was in California for the last week. I got home on Saturday night.
Oh,
so
really?
I flew out there on the 13th. I flew out there to see the grandkids, two grandsons, and number three is on the way. So it was funny, when I flew out on Friday, it was just kind of the beginning of things shutting down. So when I brought a bag with me, like a laundry bag that I got out of the hotel room the night before. I had to stay in Atlanta the night before I flew out because my flight was at like, dark 100, and I didn't want to drive at 2 in the morning. So anyway, I wore my jacket the whole time I was on the plane. And the first flight went to Dallas, from Atlanta to Dallas. And this lady sitting in the middle, I was next to the window. She's the middle seat. She comes walking down the aisle. She's got on the rubber gloves. She's got on the mask. She makes the guy on the aisle. He has to get out so she can get in. And then she just starts to spray down everything. It was hilarious, which there's nothing wrong with that, but this was sort of early on. So, you know, I'm like, hey, you can just go ahead and spray me while you're at it.
Was she using Lysol?
Some kind of disinfectant. I don't know. She was doing the tray tables, which those are the nastiest things, you know. But the seat that she was going to be sitting on, the seat in front of her. And it was just funny. So anyway, I'm wearing my jacket the whole time. We go to Dallas. I get on the next plane. And I had that laundry bag so that when I got off the plane, I took my jacket off and put it in that plastic laundry bag because it had the germs on it more so than, you know, the underclothing that I had on. So that when and then of course washed my hands like for 10 minutes after I got off the plane. And then, so when I saw the grandkids and my daughter and my son-in-law, I was hoping I wouldn't have all these germs. So I still am kind of under that. That's not quite been 2 weeks for that trip. On Friday, if I make it through, then I know that first trip was successful and I didn't catch anything the first trip. But I didn't get back to Montgomery until late Monday night or Saturday night.
So where were you in between?
So I'm kind of self-quarantined. I was in Visalia, which is kind of between Bakersfield and Fresno.
Oh, wow. So what was it like out there as far as the people? What city were you in? By the way, were you in L.A.?
I was in Visalia.
Okay.
I flew into Bakersfield. So it's more of the kind of farming community.
Yeah.
It's the most conservative county in the whole state. So lots of gun owners, lots of, you know, Trump hats and Trump bumper stickers and
stuff.
So
you were right at home.
I was right at home. But we were pretty much under quarantine. We didn't go anywhere. We didn't do anything. We had to make one stop to Walmart. And of course, we were like obsessively not wanting to touch anything and, you know, washing our hands like crazy all the time. And, but they were having the hoarding going on. So the lines were long. Yeah, 'cause that was kind of that beginning of all of that craziness. But, the traffic, there's not, people are still out and about, but not like they were. And as the trip progressed, you know, from when I got there to when I left, I saw more masks, obviously, and gloves on my way home at the airport than I did on the way there. But life seemed, you know, and then they went on the lockdown, and so everybody was freaking out. Oh, California's, they've lost their minds. Well, people were still out. I mean, it was a voluntary sort, you know, stay at home kind of thing. But I think people are being, for the most part, I think they're being practical and just trying to not spread it. Because even in my case, I may have something now. I was in an international airport on Saturday on two different flights, which were very, the second flight home was pretty sparse. But I don't know. So I'm just trying to be careful because I may be carrying something. I feel terrific. I don't have any issues. I feel 20 years younger than my actual age, but you just never know. So I'm self-quarantining for everyone out there. I'm sacrificing for y'all.
There you go. So what's Eric doing?
Well, actually, he is working from home for the most part, but he did have to go in today. They're taking turns at his office is in downtown Montgomery, real close to the fountain, right there on Commerce Street. And so he is the only one in the office today to accept any mail or packages that come in. So he's out in the germs today, but well, he's doing great otherwise.
Nobody downtown.
Working from home.
As I was saying earlier, I drove downtown. I was kind of going, this is weird.
It is weird. It's really weird. And I wanted to share with you guys, Lori Herring, she's our Teen Eagle director, and I know you know Lori because her son interned for you. But she wrote a really great article. It's called The Kids Are Home, Now What? And being a homeschool mom, she put together a list of resources for all the parents out there who are trying to, you know, do some schooling at home. Free or almost free resources. So I wanted to let people know to go to alabamaeagle.org and just scroll down on our homepage. Under, there's a Tucker Carlson video right when you get to our site. Just right underneath that, you'll see The Kids Are Home, Now What? There are great resources. So if there's any parents out there or grandparents that are working with their kids or grandkids, it is a great resource. And it's very affordable because most everything on there is free.
Free is
and
one
I
of
just
my
want
favorite
to encourage,
words.
You know, pardon?
Free is one of my favorite words.
Yes. And being a homeschool mom myself, for all those parents out there who are freaking out, just be with your kids right now. Have fun with them. Read stories. Play games. That in itself, you are still teaching. You are still learning things. And they are going to be emotionally and mentally scared through this. And so just use this time to love on them and have fun and don't freak out that you have to do 3 weeks worth of school and it's got to be done just like the teachers. Just do what you can do and don't freak out. It's all going to be fine.
I couldn't imagine being a parent of kids, you know, the young kids in this kind of situation, knowing what my kids were like, say, at age 6 and 10. But I guess what we'd be doing, we'd be going out to the baseball park and doing grounders and things like that, getting our skill sets up.
I mean, and that is so good for them. And you can do, have them cook with you. This is a great way to learn math. They learn how to do fractions. Just be with them and live life with them, and you will be amazed at how much schooling will actually get done without you even really thinking about it. And then once you start thinking about it and then intentionally trying to do things, wow, school gets really productive. So just be encouraged out there. Y'all, it's going to be fine. We're going to get through this. And thank you for the show. Thank you for letting us hear what everybody's doing out there. I like it. It's fun.
I appreciate your telephone call and appreciate you talking to the audience and to me.
Okay, you take care. You
Thanks.
Guys be well.
Thanks, bye. Dun, 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 like that. Let's see here. Let me go back to the Clippos. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's reset and go to a break and then come back with more right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, I gotta have faith.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you make the decision to sell your home, what should you look for in a real estate agent? Someone who communicates well with you? An agent who is engaged from start to finish? One with experience, knowledge, and proven results?
We're Paul and Christy Millo with Wallace and Moody Realty, and we can promise you all that and more. If you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, Skip Zillow, call Millow.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. Listen to Christian Fisher from Fox talking about Trump wants to reopen America for business.
And while President Trump considers easing coronavirus guidelines that are hurting the U.S. economy right now, a point New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was pushing yesterday as well, the president says he wants to reopen the country for business in weeks, not months.
At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening of our country.
Kristen Fisher is live from the White House this morning, where the president is looking at a very delicate balancing act.
President Trump says America will now be open for business a lot sooner than 3 or 4 months. It is very clear that he is growing increasingly concerned about the economic toll that this virus is taking. And so he's now very publicly weighing and wrestling with, is this shutdown worth it? We saw it first with that tweet in which he said the cure can't be worse than the disease. And then yesterday at that briefing, he said it's possible that more people may commit suicide due to financial hardships than die from the virus itself. He noted the tens of thousands of people that will die this year from the flu. And he talked about this.
And you look at automobile accidents, which are far greater than any numbers we're talking about. That doesn't mean we're going to tell everybody no more driving of cars. So we have to do things to get our country open.
But keep in mind, President Trump is making those remarks at the same time that the World Health Organization says the pandemic is accelerating. Here in the U.S., more than 100 people died just yesterday, and that number is only expected to go up. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin accused the president this morning of rushing to restart the economy and confusing people.
And people are saying, wait a minute, you told me to shelter in place, now you're telling me to go out, give me some direction. I'm saying shelter in place, let's wait till we know that we can give you the protection you need, make sure that our health delivery system is solid.
Now, for the first time in days, there is no briefing on the calendar today with the White House's coronavirus task force. But keep in mind, Ed, we are still going to be hearing from a lot of them, including from President Trump himself, on Fox News from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern with this virtual town hall with Bill Hemmer and Harris.
And that's what they were doing now. But, you know, what are some things that if they were going to reengage and to opening businesses back up, and there's some simple things they could do. They could take, for example, a restaurant and say where, you know, a health person go over there and say, spread the tables out. So instead of seating 150 people, you can seat 75 people or 70 and try to get the people to move through as fast as possible. And, you know, not sitting at a bar, for example. Movie theaters, you know, three seats apart from each other could resolve that. Churches could just do a kind of a fanning out of folks. So in my church, we kind of like to, you know, rub up against each other. Weird Anglicans. But I think there's some things that they could do that could really make a difference and have services, you know, A through M get one service and N through Z get another.
And Trump, just in this virtual town hall that was happening on Fox News, said he'd like to have it opened up by Easter. That might be a little too optimistic, but a lot of this is a day-by-day situation in two senses. Like, how do these antivirals work? And how quickly are they being shown to work and proven they can work? And then how quickly are you increasing hospital capacity with protective gear for people in the hospital as well as ventilators? And if you can do those things, say, in the next week or two, really get it ramped up, that's where you're winning the problem. It's not so much, oh, people can't get this. It's like, can hospitals handle people getting it?
There you go. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome to the Dan Moore Show.
Well, Dan, I'm lonely too. So, I guess you're starting a Lonely Hearts Club. Hey, one quick thing about the, you know, restaurants over in East Chase, Little Donkey. Have you eaten there?
I have eaten there. It's great.
Great. Their fried chicken, wow.
Their
great.
Fried chicken is spectacular. And that pork taco, too.
And their margaritas, the Bushwhacker is excellent.
Ooh, that's good to know. I'm a Bushwhacker kind of guy.
Well, I thought you weren't. It's like a dessert. But anyway, I went by there.
It's only harder to walk afterwards.
This is true. Yeah. I went by there Sunday, and they've got a great takeout deal going, and they've got a butler service, and they'll bring it to you, and they were sharing with us that some folks out in one neighborhood had gotten together and gotten up about 15 orders, and so they were able to, it was more efficient and cost-wise and effective for them and everything to do it that way. So, you know, that's something else that, you know, a neighborhood people could, you know, that are on a shared network could do. And then also,
were they eating it together, or were they just buying it together?
They were just buying it together. They were taking it to a central location out in the waters, and then they were picking it up.
Because I'll tell you one thing that some people are doing. I have some friends and neighbors that have done this. They're getting carry out and then taking it back to their home and inviting like another couple or two to come over. They're keeping the numbers down low. They're sitting outside, and because they need the socializing really bad.
Right. Well, I think drastic times calls for drastic measures, and you know, I think the bartenders are hurting really, really bad.
Bartenders are the worst of the food chain because you can't take out alcohol.
Exactly. So I think, you know, during these times, like when they relaxed the liquor laws downtown, I think Trump needs to make an executive order here, and that we allow some of these, similar to like the old ice cream truck concept.
Is that a bar?
Yeah, and put these bartenders to work and let these bells ring in the neighborhoods, and you can go up and you can pick your tap and get your flavor, and, you know, you'll feel a whole lot better.
Heck yeah. So, okay, well, so you'll hear the dun, 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 coming down the street, and then yeah. There's a guy, and he's got six levers there for kegs, and you walk up to him and get your drink. You toast your neighbor, and then you walk back to your deck.
There you go. You know, it's kind of like the Jolly Holly Trolley in Puerto Rico when you go through a Bacardi plant. You know, the more times you go through it, you know, the jollier
you get. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. Yeah, ingenuity needs to step in here. It's like the, you know, doing the little get-togethers with people. I mean, I had my family came over on Sunday, and that was great. Sat on the deck, drank wine, beer. The boys had scotch and bubba, and just it was great. The dogs were playing, and everybody's good, and nobody's going to die from that. But you need to use a little social ingenuity here, and I wish they would kind of be okay with trying to do step-down things where you wouldn't have a large mass of people. I mean, you go to Costco. I mean, when I was over at Costco 2 days ago, there must have been 100 people there. Oh, I tell you, one of the biggest signs that things are changing. So I'm out at the dog park with Benji yesterday, and there's this lady, and she's drinking out of a bag. Dead giveaway. So I thought she had a beer in there, but she didn't. She had one of these, hard alcohol drinks that's in the pre-mixed drink.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And that's what she had in there. She was sitting there watching her dog, and she and her friend were sitting there having a drink out on the bench. I don't know if that's legal, but they were having a good time out there. And she had worked for a local establishment we know. She had that shirt on.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah,
sounds like a good timer.
Yeah, actually, I wish I would have thought of that. Carry a glass that I have, because I have these glasses that keep whatever is in there cool without it doesn't look too obvious type of thing, and you don't have to have a spout on it, so I might do that today. Matter of fact, go have happy hour with Benji at the dog park. So no Malik, I'll get caught. News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show realize that these are trying times. We've got a lot of things closing, a lot of things being canceled, can't find any toilet paper anywhere. But the main thing is all these things are happening to keep everybody safe. It seems that you can get this coronavirus just by being around somebody who has it. And that's why a lot of events are getting postponed or canceled. So we all sat down and talked about it and decided that our car show, scheduled for March 28th, should be postponed until things get a little more stable. Remember, postponed, not canceled. We will have the car show just at a later date. Now, that being said, the Health and Wealth Show is going on like regular business. We'll be there from 6 until 7 each weekday evening, except for Fridays when we run a classic show. And you can still call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he can make your portfolio immune to anything. Stay safe, and we'll see you on the Health and Wealth Show.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tells Fox he canceled a coronavirus stimulus bill last night over Democrats' demands that had nothing to do with the virus. We're told now, though it deals very close after negotiations between the White House, Senate Republicans, and Democrats. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Our national life has literally been transformed in less than a month. The urgency and the gravity of this moment cannot be lost on anyone.
The bill that we have in front of us is a bill that I think is balanced and it has transparency. There was $500 billion, almost a half a trillion dollars, that had very little oversight.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin there saying the bill is better now, he thinks. A vote could happen by the end of the day. The 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Japan, meantime, are postponed until next year because of the virus. A 21-day lockdown is ordered in India to stop the virus spread there. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a big warm-up underway for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Widely scattered thunderstorms possible by this afternoon. And the risk of scattered thunderstorms will continue this evening and tonight. Breezy, overnight low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of showers early. Otherwise, it becomes mostly sunny. High 84. We'll be in the upper 80s Thursday, near 90 Friday, upper 80s Saturday. So close to tying or exceeding record highs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And the pollen level is on the rise again. It'll be in the high range by late in the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Dan, somebody just texted me.
Yeah?
And the text says, several states have to-go liquor purchase venues. We're trying to get something moving on that here in Alabama. Please keep talking about it. So, yeah, would to-go liquor? I mean, it's got to be closed up and all that.
Mississippi has probably one of the more famous, and as does Louisiana.
I mean, in a time of crisis, we got to have our priorities straight, and I think to-go liquor is right up at the top of the list.
And they have these things called beer barns in Mississippi, and you drive into the barn, and they've got, you just tell them what you want, and they'll get you beer and get a growler, or you get a daiquiri and this kind of stuff. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles is really excited. Or the state troopers are really excited about that.
Well, officer, look, the tape on top of the lid. The tape's unbroken.
There we go. It also seems a lot more people are lonely than just Becky and Steve.
Oh, sure.
It. So how is the audience dealing with your loneliness other than listening to the Dan Moore Show? I mean, what are you guys doing for fun? What are you doing for entertainment and to get things done? I liked going and delivering things to people this weekend. That was kind of fun. Dog park is certainly up there. Having family over, that was fun. It. But you know, what are some way things that you guys are doing? Because I noticed that you drive by the Montgomery Country Club, and I would think golf would be a pretty good outlet. I don't see anybody playing golf out there. It. And I assume the dining room's got to be closed, but what are they doing? What are they doing for fun? What are you doing to entertain yourself and make yourself not so lonely? Another friend of mine said that they just picked up and went down to the beach, so they're sitting down at the beach.
Nice.
Nobody's down there, but they're there, and it says it's a much prettier view than looking at their backyard. I agree with that. Okay, so let's do CBS Corona update here. Listen in.
We are seeing the biggest one-day jump in coronavirus deaths in the U.S. since this outbreak began. More than 140 people lost their lives yesterday, bringing the death toll to over 590 in this country. The number of reported cases in the U.S. has now risen to more than 46,000. A new CBS News poll says nearly three-quarters of Americans, 72%, believe it will take months or longer for this virus to be contained.
The coronavirus has also pushed the American economy to the brink. For that reason, President Trump is now suggesting he may be running out of patience with measures meant to slow the virus as Congress continues to fight over a bailout package. Nowhere has been hit harder in America than the New York metro area. Around a quarter of the country's coronavirus cases are in New York City. That's where our lead national correspondent David Begno is. David, these numbers are causing at least one other state to take action.
Anthony, good morning. That's right. The governor of Florida has said, listen, if you're coming to our state from New York, you need to quarantine for 14 days. And some people are giving the governor heat, saying the Florida governor should declare a stay-at-home order statewide. You've got the governor of Puerto Rico who said anyone coming from anywhere to our island needs to quarantine for 14 days. And I want to give you a sense of what some of the other states, the smaller ones, are going through. I talked to a hospital CEO in Louisiana who said, David, we need masks so bad. I was on the phone with somebody's brother's sister's friend who connected me with a lady who usually sells perfume that she gets from China, but now she's getting masks and we're buying them from her. That is what our top-level medical professionals are dealing with in order to get our frontline workers the equipment they need.
What's wrong with that? That's American ingenuity.
Right.
She was selling perfume and now she's selling masks. I mean, what's wrong with that? That's what you do. And so it's kind of, now this little lady used to be selling perfume. Now she's selling masks. And that's how bad the situation is. It's incredible. So you got a little more of this. Shortage of supplies. CBS again at it.
The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, toured Manhattan's Javits Center Monday. It will soon be converted to a temporary 1,000-bed facility. But the governor says that won't be enough.
We have 53,000 hospital beds. We are projecting a possible need of 110,000 beds. I've ordered today the hospitals that they must increase their capacity by 50%.
In Walnut Creek, California, nurses at a Kaiser hospital rallied over the shortage of personal protective equipment.
I've seen nurses go home in tears because they feel like they've been exposed or potentially exposed to something here.
The hospital insists it is providing equipment which is in line with current scientific and public health standards. The U.S. government admits it only has a fraction of the 300 million N95 mask stockpile that it needs for the medical workers to protect themselves. Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, is making their own surgical masks to wear over the FDA-approved N95 masks, which the nurses have been told they only get one and they have to reuse it.
But that's where I believe our masks will come in to help provide that protective barrier that healthcare workers want to use to feel safe to do the job that they need to do to protect our community.
Doom and gloom, all the time. Just amazing to me how they do this. So let's listen to the last part of this coroner update, the conclusion from CBS.
In California, the governor says the state needs an additional 50,000 beds to treat the sick. Off the coast of California, the Navy hospital ship Mercy left San Diego headed for Los Angeles with 1,000 beds and 9 staffed operating rooms. The idea is to use the ship to treat people who are not infected with COVID-19. If you need more proof that this virus knows no age, back in New York City, 26-year-old yoga teacher Fiona Lowenstein says she had no underlying medical conditions but was still hospitalized for COVID-19. She lost her appetite and was struggling to breathe. She's home now, but she says things are by no means back to normal.
I still have no sense of smell. I'm having GI problems. I lost a lot of weight in that first week that I have not been able to put back on.
What's the most direct, pointed, candid thing you want to say to people your age?
I think I want to say that at some point during this crisis, we have all not taken it seriously.
Fiona wrote an op-ed in the New York Times, basically targeting people her age in their mid-20s, saying, hear my story and understand this is serious for people who are as young as we are. I want you to know that the Pentagon says 5 military field hospitals will be set up around the country. One is going to the Seattle area. Another one is set to arrive in New York this week.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Mars Show.
Hey, Dan, I'm glad you played that report because we have a family member who works for the Kaiser Permanente hospitals out in California.
Mm-hmm.
And this is firsthand. This is not I heard. They are not given masks.
They're not getting masks.
And the doctors see the patients by standing in the door and directing the nurse.
Ace, you broke up there.
The doctors stand at the door and direct the nurses what to do. They're seeing their patients in the hallway. They're not even going in and standing by the bed. And it's just real bizarre, man. I don't understand why they can't offer some sort of rudimentary nasal protection, for the health professional.
Wow.
We did mail some to them. Where did you get them? I had stuff around the house from work that I had done. It's just things I had not opened. R95. N95. Yeah. That's common stuff. You used to be able to buy those at Harbor Freight. If you did any kind of mold work or spray painting or something like that, you would wear it, And so I that part of the report is accurate, and I understand they're pretty steamed about it.
Who do they blame?
They don't blame anybody necessarily. There's a gap in the supply. That is, from our conversations, they said the idea is that they just can't get their hands on the stuff. So. And we've heard about Joey talked about it earlier, about how some of the business people are donating thousands of masks things to hospitals. So that does make a difference, but it hasn't made it to my family members' hospital yet.
Because it seems to me that what the hospital has to do is the hospital needs to tell the Department of Health that they need XYZ, then they are telling their local FEMA person in California for that district, and then Washington is supposed to help them out.
Yeah, well, I mean, between that and having to walk around human waste on the sidewalks in a lot of places down there. And
are they in the Marin County area?
Where is Disney World?
Orange
County, yeah, they're down that way.
Okay.
So when they visited Los Angeles and they visited San Francisco, it was a very unpleasant situation. So,
wow.
Yeah. California is off my list of places to visit in the foreseeable future. That's for sure.
It's going to be interesting to see the economic impact that is the residual of this. I feel confident that New York is going to experience it because people with the high impact and the sheer numbers of people and the density. You know, if you've ever been to New York and been to the Majestic Theater to see Phantom of the Opera or something, you are packed in there like sardines. Same thing with Radio City Music Hall.
And that's another place. I mean, I'm not trying to be provincial or anything, but I just don't have any desire to. The closest I ever got to New York was 20,000 feet when we flew over the Statue of Liberty back in '89, and that's the closest I want to get. So, hey, my birthday is 11/21, by the way.
So what good would that do us to know that?
I'm going to win the Sweet Creek. Hey, listen. Friday afternoon between 2:30 and 2:45, you're going to announce the winner, and hopefully it's me.
All right.
And I'm going to go get me a cookie that's as big as the old hubcap off of a pickup truck.
There you go.
You better believe it.
You can take your, is it grandkids that you've got now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll do that, and we can do some social, social distancing out there and hang out with the turkey and the peacock. Have a great time.
Yeah, people, I tell you what, Sweet Creek really is set up nicely for that with a, you go in and get your order and you're spaced away and then you go sit down, they bring your order to you, or you go sit outside and they bring it to you. And then, you know, you may have a table and two people will be at the table and then you're good 8 feet over is the next table where, you know, a couple of people may be. And people are really enjoying themselves out there. It's been such nice weather.
Listen, that is a premier spot. Make no mistake. Every time somebody comes in from out of town, we take them there. I've got people that want to come visit me, so I'll take them to Sweet Creek.
There you go.
All right. Hey, listen, you guys have a great afternoon.
East, same to you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Newstown 93.1, we're going to be back. Right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I cried to the southern wind by the love that was sure to end.
272-9228. Are there other good places out there to have some fun? Yeah, maybe going down to the marina and getting a pontoon boat and going down the Alabama River, maybe. Some of the interests. Maybe going shooting. Let's go to Anita. Anita, what are you doing for fun, my dear?
Hi, I'm staying in for the most part. I go out and go out shopping for a few things I need. But I heard that on Sunday someone was driving by Vaughan Road Park and saw a group of people, a whole lot of people congregated just having fun family group. And having been warned of this, I wonder what they think they're doing.
I kind of noticed that myself. I go by Vaughn Road parking lot, and where they were congregated under is the little pavilion that they have there. And it looked like they were having a birthday party or something.
Okay. Well, the person
but
that
didn't make it, that didn't make it all right, though.
That's right. That's still risky. Are the police going to spot check places like this?
I don't know if they are or not. I'm not sure what you would, you know, I guess you could ask them to leave, but I'm not sure what type of backbone you have to that to try to and get them to leave.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you doing the drawing, taking names for the drawing?
I'm only doing it for people who have a first name of Anita.
Okay.
Give me your month and day of birth.
10/15.
Okay, Anita, when do we do that drawing?
Friday from 2:30 to 2:45. Is that
right? That is it. What's in that gift basket?
Anything you want to pick up to $60 worth of items.
Have you been to Squeakley Farm Market?
I have. It's wonderful.
Isn't it a great place? Wouldn't that be a fun thing to do this weekend?
Yes.
It's going to be 87 degrees, I think, on Saturday.
Oh, I'll drive down there then.
There we go.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You listen in. We're going to do that drawing, and a whole bunch of people are in there, but I don't know. There are not really that many in so far. So maybe you'll win, Anita.
I hope so. I've been trying for a few times.
Keep trying, my dear. Keep trying.
All right. Thank you. You have a good week.
You have a great day yourself and a good week. Well, she don't talk to me anymore? 272-9228, that's where we are. I did not know that such an animal existed, but they have, you've heard of the Freedom Caucus. They have the Doctor's Caucus.
The Doctor Caucus?
It's made up of, get weight on it, a group of members of Congress who are doctors.
Is it like that scene in Spies Like Us? Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor.
No, you don't.
Doctor.
I thought it was interesting. So this guy slams Pelosi. This is a doctor, member of Congress, slams Pelosi and the Dems on their wish list.
What is a priority for Nancy Pelosi? Is that going to stop anyone from getting sick?
It is a wish list, a liberal wish list.
The Speaker of the House flew back from San Francisco. And suddenly, the Senate's serious bipartisan process turned into this left-wing episode of supermarket sweep.
Back with the Fox News Alert, Republican senators slamming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for unveiling her own version of the coronavirus rescue bill.
The GOP claiming her House proposal includes items totally unrelated to COVID-19. So as Americans struggle, why are politics taking precedence here?
Joining us now from the GOP Doctors Caucus is Congressman Buddy Carter. You know, people at home who are sitting there, you know, watching this day in and day out are going to get tired real quickly of the bickering back and forth.
There's no question about it. Now is not the time for partisanship. Now is the time for patriotism. Now is the time for us to all come together and to help the American people, to help the American workers, to help the American families, the small businesses that are the backbone of our economy. That's what we should be doing, not focusing on whether we're going to bail out the post office or whether we're going to decrease carbon emissions from airlines. Those are different subject matter. That shouldn't have anything to do with what we're talking about here.
Notice Nancy Cordes didn't mention any of that stuff. She didn't mention, you know, the CAFE standards by 2025, emission standards for airlines. If they take the money, they must do that, or some bad thing's going to happen to them. It just is nuts what they're doing here. But this guy is pretty good. I like him a lot. Let's listen in. We're talking about members. The Dems acts despicable.
Some of the things that are in Nancy Pelosi's COVID-19 bill, I think, surprised a lot of people. Let's bring them up. An Obama phone program, eliminating the post office's crippling debt, airlines cutting emissions, same-day voter registration, and extension of non-immigrant visas. I have to ask you, as a politician, why on earth would anybody put these kinds of things into a bill that's dealing with a deadly virus? Don't they understand the optics of that?
You know, it's beyond me. I, for the life of me, I can't understand. I mean, these are things we're always taught. Stay in your lane. Make sure that you're concentrating on what you're supposed to be concentrating on. I serve on the Select Committee for Climate Change. What she's got in there having to do with carbon emissions, that's something we ought to be talking about in that Select Committee. Those are the type of issues that we address there, not when we're talking about saving people's lives, not when we're talking about saving our economy. We need to focus on what we are trying to do here. Instead, the speaker's wanting to play partisan politics. Mm. It's despicable.
It really is despicable. I like that. So Dottie and Glenn texted me and said they've been hiking a lot.
Hiking's
good. I wonder where they go hiking. I know where she lives. I guess there's not any hiking around there.
Hmm.
So, what are some of the things that people do for fun here? Shooting. I like that. Going target shooting.
I mean, I do what I always do. Like, this really hasn't changed my life at all.
It really isn't?
No. I watch movies. I listen to audiobooks. I read
things.
You
don't do a lot of social interaction?
No. People are dangerous.
Particularly when there's anything 80 proof or higher.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Involved in that. Yeah, I consider the show a lot of my social interaction,
sure.
But then I've got to go in and do, like, have drinks with my brothers or drink with friends and things like that. Just get that little thing or have somebody come over and sit on the deck and talk, had Wayne Spivey came over, the kids came over. I just need that little bit of interaction that's out there. Can we fit this one in before, or is it going to be kind of hard? Kind of hard?
I'm not sure. It's about a minute here. Daniel.
Which Daniel?
I don't know. He just said Daniel. You want to say hi to him real quick?
Daniel, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show.
Hey, bud, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Daniel. I don't have much time, and I'm more than willing to hold you over. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to call and talk about, the governor came out last week and banned or told to postpone all elective medical procedures, and, for several different reasons. And I wanted to just talk about the fact that, a lot of people are out there having to postpone their knee surgeries, you name it, any kind of surgery that is elective that could be postponed for a little while later or whatever, that have been scheduled for weeks and months in advance. But the abortion clinics here in the state of Alabama, they're still going
strong.
They're not affected whatsoever. Not